My name is Will. The weekend just gone was our weekend. The tree is up. Stockings now hang above the fireplace. Tinsel is looped over picture frames. And in this, we are not alone. Lights not taken down from last year are being turned back on in porches and on rooftops up and down the land. To borrow a line from that song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Though as I comprehended fully this year, the start of Christmas proper, excluding the October, September and even August versions, is marked not so much by the Christmassy songs, the lights or the arrival of the certain coloured cups, but by a very different phenomenon. Whilst flicking through the news last week, I was immediately captivated by pictures of men and women being wrestled to the ground by security officials. Who were these people, I thought to myself? They must be protesters. Perhaps this was the latest wave of the Arab Spring. In fact, it turned out that this wasn't Egypt or Syria at all. This wasn't Tahrir Square. This was Asda, Bristol. And these were not rebels of conscience. These were shoppers, hardened, angry shoppers. This was Black Friday, a day of bargains and cut price sales, but also, it seems, of fights in car parks and scraps in aisles. A day that from now on shall mark the start of the Christmas season. A day, it seems, of purchasing as our preparation. The issue here is not with the day per se. Indeed, I took advantage of a few bargains myself. No, the question is rather, what is it that makes a man punch another for a 20% discount on a jumper? It is, above all, the complete loss of perspective that stands out. A valuing of something so relatively unimportant. So here's my thought as we prepare for Christmas. What is it I want, and as the adverts and posters would have me believe, need so much? What really is of value? Now, no one can answer this question definitively. The Christian faith tells us that true value has something to do with God continually loving us, and of us therefore loving others. Perhaps human beings just know deep in their bones that some things are truly valuable over others. Indeed, following this Friday came a very different Black Day. Perhaps true value, that very opposite of Black Friday value, looks something like people running back into a burning Glasgow pub. Bargains, saving, frugality, of course. But maybe we also need to spend more time pursuing those other things. The things that we know, if we are honest with ourselves, truly matter.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk